Today in Science from Wired.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Wegovy slashes the risk of heart attack and stroke in a landmark trial. The drug semaglutide is already widely used for weight loss. Now its maker is presenting new evidence that it can reduce cardiovascular illnesses and deaths. By Emily Mullen. More than half of the world's population is expected to be overweight or obese by 2035. Excess weight is often linked with cardiovascular disease. It can lead to higher blood pressure or cholesterol and increases the risk of heart attack and stroke. Now the makers of the popular weight loss drug Wegovy are making a case for its use as a treatment option for diseases of the heart and blood vessels. In a landmark trial of 17,604 overweight and obese patients with heart disease, weekly injections of semaglutide, the ingredient in Wegovy and its twin Ozempic, for an average of 33 months, reduced the risk of heart attack, stroke, and death from cardiovascular causes by 20% compared to a placebo group. The results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine and presented at the American Heart Association's annual meeting Saturday morning. Treating obesity clearly improves health outcomes, says Anya Yasterboff, an endocrinologist and obesity expert at the Yale School of Medicine, at a November 10th news conference with reporters ahead of the meeting in Philadelphia. Yasterboff, who wasn't involved in the study, said the trial could be a turning point for treating cardiovascular disease. In a previous trial, semaglutide was shown to reduce cardiovascular risk in patients with diabetes who were overweight or obese. But in the current trial, none of the participants had a history of diabetes. The result suggests the drug may help more people than initially thought. Most people with cardiovascular disease don't have diabetes. Most of them have obesity alone, Yasterboff says. It's 6.6 million people in the United States, so there are many people who could benefit. The study authors note that they included only those with pre-existing heart disease in the trial. The effects of semaglutide on people who are overweight and obese without a history of heart problems is not known. Semaglutide is approved for the treatment of type 2 diabetes under the brand name Ozempic and for chronic weight management as Wegovy. The drug mimics a naturally occurring hormone in the gut called GLP-1, and regulates blood sugar by increasing insulin levels. It also leads to weight loss by slowing the movement of food in the stomach and by interacting with receptors in the brain to regulate appetite. As a result, people taking the drug feel full longer and eat less. The current trial was sponsored by Novo Nordisk, the maker of Wegovy and Ozempic, and tracked patients for 2 years at locations worldwide. Half of the participants received weekly injections of semaglutide, while the other half received a placebo. Neither group knew which they were getting. More than three-quarters of the patients had previously experienced a heart attack, and close to a quarter had chronic heart failure. The average age of the volunteers was 61.6, and about three-quarters were men. In patients taking semaglutide, heart rate, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and biomarker of inflammation dropped by a larger degree than in those getting a placebo. But what the trial investigators were most interested in was whether semaglutide could reduce the risk of major cardiovascular events. During the study, 234 patients in the semaglutide group experienced a non-fatal heart attack, and 154 had a non-fatal stroke, compared with 322 and 165 in the placebo group, respectively. Out of those taking semaglutide, 97 were hospitalized or visited an urgent care clinic for heart failure, compared to 122 taking a placebo. Overall, 223 people in the semaglutide group died from cardiovascular causes, while 262 on the placebo passed away during the trial. This is an exciting and groundbreaking study demonstrating that obesity treatment can save lives and reduce the incidence of cardiovascular events, says Ariana Chow, a nutrition researcher at the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing who wasn't involved in the trial. Some patients discontinued the trial because of gastrointestinal symptoms associated with semaglutide. Those included nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, known side effects of GLP-1 drugs. It's not totally clear why semaglutide has such a big effect on cardiovascular risk. Much of the benefit can likely be explained by weight loss induced by the drug. Those on semaglutide in the latest trial lost an average of 9.4% of their body weight compared with people taking the placebo, who lost less than 1%. But patients didn't hit their maximum weight loss until around 65 weeks into the trial, suggesting that there may be other factors at play beyond just weight loss. Notably, the differences in rates between the two treatment groups began to emerge very early after initiation of treatment within the first months, says A. Michael Linkoff, a cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic and one of the investigators on the trial, at the news conference. Srividya Kadambi, an endocrinologist at the Medical College of Wisconsin, says the GLP-1 receptor seems to be present in heart tissue and blood vessels, albeit at low levels, and that semaglutide may be working directly on the cardiovascular system via this receptor. So not all the benefits, at least as far as we know, are from weight reduction, she says. Already, millions of people take medications such as beta blockers and statins to manage their cardiovascular disease. Beta blockers lower blood pressure by blocking the action of hormones like adrenaline to slow down heart rate. Statins, meanwhile, lower bad LDL cholesterol levels and reduce the amount of fatty deposits in the arteries. The patients in the Novo Nordisk trial were already taking these and other standard medications for heart disease. Jamie Almandaz, a physician who specializes in weight management and metabolism at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas and who wasn't part of the trial, says the new data shows that semaglutide provides an added benefit and may even be better than statins. What we're looking at is a class of medications that are helping to improve a multitude of health outcomes, Almandaz says. There are perhaps many more effects with this class of drugs than what we see with statins in terms of potentially improving the health and quality of life of people. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.